Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Some news this morning out of the Albany County Legislature. Tell us what's happened.
Well, as our reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist puts it, in Albany County, you might soon have to make two stops to pick up a pack of smokes and your next round of antibiotics. And what he means is Albany County's lawmakers have voted narrowly. It passed by a vote of 21-17 to become the first in New York State to block the sale of tobacco products in any retail establishment that also contains a licensed pharmacy. This vote came in spite of the supermarket industry's efforts to block it. The measure, which would take effect in March to allow stores to sell down their inventories, now heads to the county executive Dan McCoy's desk for his signature, but a spokesman for McCoy said that he plans to review it and hold a public hearing before he makes a decision on whether to sign the measure. Tim Nichols, who is a Latham Democrat on the legislature and a former lobbyist for the American Lung Association of New York State, was the law's lead sponsor. And after it passed, he declared, Albany County will once again be the leader in public health. Nichols and other supporters had argued that it's counterproductive to sell cigarettes in places where people are supposed to be going to get healthier. Another legislator, Jessica Ramish from Slingerlands, is a licensed pharmacist, and she said that for pharmacies selling cigarettes, it's not only a matter of public health, it's also a matter of professional ethics. The vote came just weeks after lawmakers in the city of Albany banned smoking in all city parks, and 4 months after the legislature in Putnam County rejected a similar pharmacy ban by just one vote. About 100 communities in Massachusetts already restrict the sale of tobacco in pharmacies. San Francisco is credited with passing the first such ban in 2008. But in New York, if the county executive signs it, Albany County will be the first.
Let's head to Schenectady, where we heard about that house explosion yesterday, and it looks like we have an answer as to why.
Well, in a follow-up to that story about the Sunday explosion, our reporter Lauren Stanforth is saying today that the city owned that Page Street home, and it had slated it for demolition, but it had yet to turn off the natural gas. City Building Inspector Eric Schilling said Monday that the two-story wood frame house at 310 Page Street, which exploded at about 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, was likely the result of a leak, a gas leak, and it was one of several hundred properties that the city had taken through foreclosure back in 2012. He said the city has no official rules in place that direct what should be done with the utilities for such homes that are vacant and slated for demolition. National Grid, that's the utility that services Schenectady, is involved in an investigation with the city, and they said they had no record of complaints of natural gas smell coming from the home, even though some residents had told reporters that they had smelled the gas in recent days and reported it. The investigation is continuing.
You've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.